Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Karen Lee, Chief of the Federal Financial Systems Branch within the Office of Management and Budget. Well, I always talk to my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies, branches of government, and with the private sector to achieve mission results. You've kind of touched on it throughout our conversation today. It's really nice. But how are you leveraging partnerships to this effect? And what are you doing to continually engage external stakeholders?
So partnerships are at the core of the Data Act work. And here's the reason why. The reason why we're doing this is so that we can meet the needs of federal agencies, of our recipients, of the open government communities, of industry, of ourselves as a federal government, as an enterprise. We're trying to be all things to many, many different interests. And so we cannot be successful if we don't understand what those interests are. And we continue to take them not only into account, but have them be part of our vision development of what this is to be. And so in our minds, it's not only about leveraging the partnerships, it's making sure that we have everyone at the table. This is not ours to direct and guide on our own. It's ours to facilitate kind of where we all want to get to. I very much liken it to our work under the uniform guidance in grants management policy, where from an OMB perspective, we knew there were three opportunities: one, to streamline reporting; two, to better target risk of waste, fraud, and abuse; and three, to really think more about performance over just compliance and reporting. How we were going to achieve those, we weren't quite sure. Frankly, OMB really only has, we only have so much in terms of our interaction with sort of the day-to-day work of grants management and really understanding how grants sort of push forward the agenda of a particular program. So where we didn't have all the answers, we had to get all the stakeholders, all the partners in the room and say, look, here's what we want to do. What are your ideas of how we can do that? So too in the Data Act. We have a very clear, I think, sort of outward-facing goal to provide accountability of how we spend those federal dollars. How do we get there? Well, there are a lot of different ways we could get there, and there are a lot of different sort of milestones and outputs and sort of short-term outcomes we could hit. How we rack and stack those, not so sure until we sit down with everyone and understand who cares about what the most and why. And so in order to have that kind of dialogue, it's a big task because it's basically everybody. Everybody is really part of this very large Thanksgiving meal. And so the way we do it is multiple forms. One is across the, I call them the functional communities, but kind of the budget, finance, performance, grants, communities across the federal government. Getting those players together and understanding what their equities are from each of their perspectives. Same thing across the federal community, getting each agency's perspective. What do they care about? How are they implementing? What are their pain points? And then finally, with the non-federal partners, again, from their community vantage points, be it transparency and open government, industry or recipients, what do they want the most? What is the thing if they had, you know, they'd be, you know, by 2017, they would just be so incredibly happy because this really is what they need to further their mission. And then finally, kind of the broader public, somebody who is not part of any of these but just really wants to be an informed person who understands how the federal government works. And there we have more of an open forum, just using just, you know, our the internet and allowing for that public feedback on an ongoing basis.
So what resources are available to federal agencies and how are you helping departments with the implementation?
So in terms of resources, in FY16, President's budget reflected about $85 million to support Data Act implementation. We developed the budget earlier in our Data Act implementation time where we were just, I think, beginning to get up to speed as to how we're going to implement the act. And so we look forward to our work with Congress in order to support our DATE Act implementation through the 16 fiscal year. Moving forward in fiscal year 17, we're in the process of building that budget. So more to come on that as we move through that budget process. But in addition, in terms of resources too, we're working with agencies to identify how this can be part of how they do their work. There's certainly kind of a lift and a startup lift to doing the DATE Act implementation, but where part of it is also improving how we manage. There are some efficiencies that we can find in how we do business right now that may just shift resources a little bit or reorient them to support our DATE Act work as well.
So the states are making some great strides in this area. Are you working with the states on this effort?
I'm so glad you raised that because they are. And in some cases, the states are well in front of us in thinking about federal spending transparency. And yes, we are. One of the things that we've learned is that states are so much closer and localities are so much closer to those who consume the information. And one of the lessons that we learned, frankly, from our Recovery Act experience is how states and local governments want to use the information. Earlier this year, there was a report of states and their efforts in federal spending transparency. And it's just incredibly encouraging to see models that have worked and models that we potentially can really replicate at a federal level. I think the other thing, kind of broadening from the states, the international community, countries have really been leaning forward on federal spending transparency. And we've been working on an international level with our international counterparts for open government. The administration has released for several years now a national action plan for open government, where we've articulated at a high level some of our moves in various areas of open government to include fiscal transparency. And we know that there are some countries out there who've done just extraordinary things in thinking about how they can provide that transparency to the public. And they've grappled with some of the same things that we're grappling with here on data standards and displaying information that serves the needs of multiple kinds of users as well.
So what does the future hold and what is ahead of us?
So I think the future holds for us a different way in which generations will be able to have a lens into the federal government. I think the future holds an opportunity for innovation. We've seen that from data sets on data.gov, just extraordinary innovation come out. Even going back to the release of the National Weather Service data, where now many of us now have the ability to access on our telephones, whether in places that are tens of thousands of miles away from us by a click of a button. And that's because of an application that has taken that government data and made it accessible. So, too, I think there are uncharted territories of what we can do with this information that we haven't even contemplated. Step one, though, is getting the data. And I think as we get the data together, as we standardize that data, as we publish the data and display it in a way that's understandable, I'm really excited for all of us now and for the generations to come to look at that data and say, gosh, there are hundreds of ways in which we can provide not only transparency of how the government does its work, but also improve the impact of our work. One example of something that we've talked about across state and federal and local lines is there is an understanding and recognition that state, federal, local, tribal governments, we all try and do the same thing. Fundamentally, we all have the same mission. We all want to help in whatever the area is. And we all put money to support those missions, those same exact missions. But without an understanding of how we're helping, we aren't being able to do it effectively. It's almost as if we are all trying to help whatever cluster of constituents or social problem in a room, and we all enter the room at a different time and provide our support, services, assistance, and we never know that anyone else has ever been in that room. I think the opportunity with this data is to be really explicit. Here's how we're trying to affect this policy problem. And here's when we did it, here's how we did it, and here is sometime in the long term what the outcome was, so that then we could leverage the state, federal, local dollars efficiently and effectively that go to support that same issue that we're trying to improve.
So, Karen, before we go, this has been a wonderful conversation. I'd like to ask your advice. What advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
I love this question. For someone who is thinking about a career in public service, I would say first and foremost, do it. Mm-hmm. There's no dearth of opportunities for you to make a difference, and for you to make a difference as an entry level individual or a senior individual. There's no amount of money in the world that will give you the satisfaction of coming into the office and doing what you do within the federal government. I think second is ask. Ask either through USA Jobs. USA Jobs posts all of the opportunities that we have. But also, if you are in the Washington, D.C. area, or you're in an area where there are sort of field office presence of federal government agencies, go in and ask how you can be part of the federal workforce. We yearn for talent every day. And being at OMB, I've had just an extraordinary opportunity to see how one person can make an extraordinary difference. And I think finally, I would say, please don't be disillusioned in the sense that as a federal government, sometimes change does take a while. And so even though you may see on the outside pervasive problems that seem to not be getting fixed, when you're in the federal government, you recognize and realize that there are moves being made, small but significant, that are moving towards that change. And being a part of that is an extraordinary opportunity that I think can't be matched anywhere.
Well, Karen, thanks for coming in. I know you guys at OMB and yourself particularly are very busy, but I want to thank you for joining us today. But more importantly, thanks for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for the opportunity. I think, as we sit day to day in our offices and think about these problems, I think one of the opportunities that we don't take advantage of is being able to communicate the work that we do, but also invite those who don't get to sit in our offices to be part of that. And with the Data Act in particular, because it is so outward-facing, I invite everyone who may be listening to really join the party. There are so many opportunities that we have to think about this data in ways that we haven't even conceived of, and think creatively about how we can, as a federal government, do our work better. And that's really what it's all about. So thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Karen Lee, Chief of the Federal Financial Systems Branch within the Office of Management and Budget. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.